Wait, what was the question?
Have you ever been in a sling?
Oh, God.
No. I'm out.
I have, but not doing it.
Yeah, same. Mine was more of a gag, like in a store called
DB8. Can you help me?
I went to IML and got in the sling.
Yeah.
I want to go to IML this year. Will you go with me this
Absolutely.
Year? Absolutely. Can we do another video?
I'm
love IML. It's like I love seeing you.
I love IML.
And I love that you were there.
I was working a booth.
And I was like, oh.
Paul should come to IML. It'd be a hoot.
Return to Witch Mountain. It's Return to IML starring us.
Mountain.
What is a sling for? And I know that sounds dumb, but is it to help get someone in a better position to fuck them?
Yeah, because you're just...
But it's also like the idea of like I'm a bottom who just wants everyone to take turns. Like it's very much like submissive
position. They're just passive, laying...
Legs are up in like
turns.
Like when you
restraints
have birth.
Or something.
Now,
yeah.
Is it at
the stirrups.
Is it a level,
stirrups, yes.
Is it a level where they fuck you just standing?
Yes. Or, well, you can adjust it.
Yeah.
So to when people say it's in your bedroom, it doesn't need to be in your bedroom.
Could be anywhere. Could be in
you
your kitchen.
You put it in the living room.
I mean, yeah. Because it's not a bed's not involved because you're
no.
standing.
Well, you hang it from the ceiling or something or like
a sturdy
sturdy rack.
I thought so. And I've saw them at the IML, but I just...
The IMLs.
I love the IMLs. I went with my good friend
It's so
Bob.
Fun. I love how it's...
The reader picked the best gay festival. The reader picked the
yeah.
IML. And I like the market days and all that. But the IML, and I went for the first time last year. If you don't know what I'm talking about, it's called International Male Leather.
Mr. Leather.
Mr. Leather. It's a,
and they've been doing it for 30 years.
30 years. And it's a fetishy kind of thing where they have like...
But it started with just a contest. Like people,
men competing who are like buff and wearing leather.
It's like
leather,
a beauty contest.
But they wore leather.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I went to IML and got in the sling.
Yeah.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 330 of the BFO for Monday, the 11th of May, 2009. Let's see, 05-11-09. That's not... It's nothing in particular, but Big Fatty is here, and y'all, Big Fatty has lots to tell you about today, which of course means that it'll be a complete and total fucking train wreck. Lord, hi everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, Big Fatty has had quite the weekend. I'm telling you, I had had the brother staying here at the Fat Cave, on Thursday night, and y'all, you know, I have two younger brothers. One, Big Fatty will be 53 in August, and the brother that stayed here on Thursday night, he will be 50 in July, and the youngest brother, he will be 47, when is he going to be 47? The 26th. Oh, excuse me. 26th of May. I think that's the only important thing that happens on the 26th. But anyway, the brother that stayed here, he didn't get in until after 11 o'clock. And, you know, it's like, Big Fatty is usually in a coma by 11 o'clock. But so I had to stay up, and then I had to visit for a little while. And he comes out, oh, Big Fatty, could I have a gin? And I said, well, of course you can have a gin, but I don't have any ice. So he, as long as it's a cold gin, I don't care. So he had a gin. It was evidently quite the trip for him. And so anyway, he was going to piddle around the Fat Cave all day on Friday until the Hats and the youngest brother arrived on Friday. And the, you know, I had put... I'd kind of straightened up a little bit and put everything in the sling room and locked it off and everything like that. Well, y'all, I see him Friday afternoon because, you know, Big Fatty had to go to work. I see him Friday afternoon. He goes, all right, Big Fatty, your toilet exploded. And I'm like, oh, dear God. And, y'all, these are the brand new, you know, these are the brand new toilets that were just installed, and I'm like, how the fuck did you break the brand new toilet? Because, you know, and it's not even, you know, there's two toilets in Big Fatty's Fat Cave. And, by the way, there's weather moving through the area now, so you may hear some rumbling and grumbling, and it's not Big Fatty's stomach, by the way. However, I am podcasting with pants off and fan on, and Daniel Beaver can attest to that because I was just video chatting with the Daniel Beaver just a few moments ago, and he was horrified to see that Big Fatty was indeed broadcasting with pants off, and I believe he went running for a melon bowler or something. But anyway, I'm like, how the fuck did you break the toilet? You know, it's a fucking brand new toilet. So, y'all, and it, you know, the way he described it, it was shooting out of the bowl, just all over everywhere. Well, y'all, it was shooting out the back. It was where the water comes in through the wall and to the handle, and you press the handle, and it releases the water into the bowl, and then it goes down. Well, between the handle and the bowl is where it was shooting out all over the wall, and y'all, it was water everywhere. So I've got to get that fucking fixed today. So, thanks, Big Fatty's brother, for breaking the toilet. But anyway, the hats were here, and y'all, it never fails. They drive me fucking, I love them to death, but they drive me fucking crazy. They all need double Zoloft. Thank God I had it. But they all need it as well. And y'all, the hats, my youngest brother rode over with them in their car, and the air conditioning went out. So they were sweltering, just sweltering. And then the Holiday Inn wouldn't let them check in early. And so, we're just sweltering, and we would like to come to the Fat Cave to cool off. Well, of course, Big Fatty didn't have the air conditioning on. So they were even more sweltering over here. But at least they got to TT in Big Fatty's bathroom. So, anyway. But anyway, they all left on Saturday. They came over. My second cousin or my cousin once removed. I don't know what that relationship is. It's my cousin's son, which makes us cousins. But are we second cousins or are we cousins once removed? I don't know. Miss Kitty was going to look into that and get back to me, but he never did. But anyway... He graduated from college over the weekend, and that's why everybody was over here. And so, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, there was a little hootenanny on Friday night, and it was the luau, y'all. It was the luau. And, y'all, the only thing that made it a luau was that everybody had to wear a Hawaiian shirt. That was the only luau thing involved. But, y'all, oh my God! It was a gathering of dysfunctionality. Is all I've got to say. And Big Fatty is just so glad that he is over here in the Chuck Town, and they are all back in the Atlanta, and they wonder why I don't live there. Oh gosh! But y'all, after the gravitation, Big Fatty had a little nip a nap. They all left. I had the nip a nap. It was very nice. Larry Cly and I went out and had dinner. We're doing kind of a pre-planning on Miss West's barbecue tour. And, oh, excuse me. And we went to the Jim and Nick's because Miss West had talked about that. And we go there all the time anyway. And y'all, it's a chain, but you know. Anyway, we had Big Fatty had the smoked turkey sandwich with French fries, and Larry Cly had the barbecue chicken, and then we had some queso dip with it. And of course, I had to bring half of it home, and so I've had the other half of it as the Sunday afternoon snackette. And it was delicious also. Speaking of Sunday afternoon, y'all, Big Fatty did have time to redeem the coupon before the weather moved in. And today I spent $43.64, but I saved $24.31. So that's more than a third, y'all. The good coffee was on sale this week. They had some Sara Lee cinnamon rolls on sale. I bought that. I thought I might wrap some bacon up in it because I know Pofretti's not going to send me those bacon cinnamon rolls. Pofretti, are you coming to the Gay Days? That's what I want to know. But speaking of the Gay Days, y'all, there has been an e-letter from the the God is my co-pilot. And wait a minute, where is it? Oh wait, Big Fatty's got to find it first. Okay, well while I'm finding that, but there's the Hoot Nanny. The Hoot Nanny at the Gay Days. Y'all, this is not just for podcasters. Let me make that perfectly clear. But it is going to be on Friday night. And if you have an interest in coming to this, all you got to do is let us know so that we can increase the number. Now, I have spoken, and by spoken, I mean e-lettered, over there to the, where is it now? I won't be able to find it. It is Taylor the Latte Boy. He's over there. God is my co-pilot. And he says, hi, everyone. Just following up our plans for the Friday night of Gay Days. Here are the people that we have confirmed. From Pod is my co-pilot, we have Taylor, Taffy, Rodan, and Babalu. Big Fatty himself, Larry Cly himself, Melanie and Pat from Don't Quit Your Day Job, Ricky and Nicole from Foul Monkeys, and Holly is tentative from We're Mean Because You're Stupid. Now, first of all, he's forgotten about Miss West, and I have alerted God is my co-pilot that Miss West will be there also, and I have also said that I'm going to check to see if Stevie B is coming. And y'all, I've received an e-letter from Trucker Alex, and he says that he and his other half might be interested in coming as well. If y'all are interested in coming, anybody who's interested in coming, you need to get in touch with Big Fatty ASAP, and that means as fat as possible. And because y'all... he says, I know that there may be other people coming along for the weekend, but I don't know if I should add them to the list or not. If I am missing someone, let me know ASAP. See? As fat as possible, so I can add them. We are currently at 11, but the reservation is for 15, so we've got some wiggle room. Y'all, I can assure you that with that group, there is no wiggle room. Anyway, the reservation time is 6:30 and 6:40. We were told when we made the reservation we may need to split into two tables, but the tables would be placed near each other. But they're working on it. They want everybody to be at Boma. And y'all, at Boma is the African Hotel. No, it's not. It's the Animal Kingdom Lodge. It's not in the theme park. It's the lodge, the Animal Kingdom Lodge. But it's the African restaurant. It's the African buffet at the Animal Kingdom Lodge. And y'all, Big Fatty has been there, and they have a lovely selection of smoked meats on the buffet, as well as some weird shit. But it's all pretty good. And Big Fatty ate it, and it's a buffet, y'all. And y'all, it's like I said, they always have the children's buffet anyway. You can always have the chicken nuggets and the macaroni and cheese if you don't like the rest of it, which is what Archer would have if he was coming. But anyway, the price per person. Now, this maid say, Big Fatty, we would love to join you, but it is too expensive. But y'all, everything at Disney is expensive, so just get over it. Anyway, if you're gonna come, you gotta let Big Fatty know so he can so he can let them over there at God is my co-podlet know. So anyway, the price is $32.99 per person plus tax and gratuity. After dinner, we will. Those who are interested can take a drive over to the Disney Boardwalk for a stroll. And we have it on authority that there may be some other Orlando podcasters joining us at the boardwalk, because there are some Orlando podcasters that are going to go see Wanda Sykes. She's that black woman. I don't know. But anyway, so y'all, if you are interested in coming to the podcaster dinner, meet and greet, hoot and nanny, whatever you want to call it, and you can afford the $32.99 plus tax and tip, and I'm sure that does not include the beverage either, then, you know, let Big Fatty know ASAP. And Miss West, I have committed you to that, so tough. Y'all, before the time gets away from me, have I done the coupon yet? Yeah, I've done the coupon. Before the time gets away from me, I have got to do that. Make a wish, wish it dream a dream, wish it a good heart, and your wish will come true. Okay, y'all, I went to the post office box, and y'all, there is a photo mailer in there, and I'm going to open it up now. It's from the Sacramentos in the California, and I have not opened this yet, but I'm going to open it right now, and we're going to see what this is. Oh, and it's some sort of, maybe it's Dirty Movies. Is there a note? There's no note included. Okay. So, it is, maybe it is from, it is season one of Beautiful People, and it is season one of Summer Heights High. Well, okay. And, well, thank you, person in Sacramento. Actually, y'all, I did receive an e-letter this afternoon, so I do know who the person is that sent that to me. And, y'all, I had no idea this person went by a special name, is that all I got to say. But this person says, hey, Big Fatty, how are you doing? I sent you a couple of DVDs in the mail this past week and just found the note that was supposed to that I was supposed to have put in the package with them. And it goes on to say, one of the DVDs contains a British TV series called Beautiful People. I found it really enjoyable, and I hope you do as well. The second DVD is of an Australian TV show called Summer Heights High. Why didn't you tell us all that when you were younger, you taught drama and directed high school plays in Australia? Hope you enjoy these. So evidently, these are some things that Big Fatty needs to watch. I'm wondering if I'll touch myself inappropriately during those. So thank you, mystery person who I did not know did not use their real name. Y'all, I don't understand these people that do not use their real names. I mean, you know, it just doesn't make sense to me why people would not use their real names. Y'all, there, Big Fatty has spoken to Omar over the weekend, and he has run this idea by the chairman of the board, Rob Nelson Lindley Magoo of the Rob Nelson Lindley Magoo Podcasting Network, and and we have decided on a place and a time for the Chicago Hootenanny. So get out your pencils, y'all. I will be putting something up on the website soon, but I want to go ahead and let everybody who can make it let them know where it's going to be and when it's going to be. It's going to be at a place called Buck's Saloon. And y'all, they say that this is the perfect place because they have a little garden out and back, and we can just go in and take over. But we're, oh, dear Gussie. But anyway, you will be able to meet Big Carter at the Buck's Saloon on Saturday, the 23rd of May at 7 p.m. Now, we're doing it at an early time so that people don't have to be out late, and yet they can get fucked up early if they want to. Plus, Big Fatty, you know, Big Fatty does the early bird dinners. So, anyway, 7 o'clock at Buck's Saloon, and you can go over the www, which I do not believe you have to use. However, I cannot verify that. Is BucksSaloonChicago.com. And y'all, all of this will be taking place during the IML. And you know what else will be taking place at the IML?
I went to IML and got in the sling.
Yeah.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.